For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's been a day of backpedaling for President Trump, who's trying to undo an image of weakness from his Helsinki summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president now says he believes Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But he quickly added,
could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is demanding immediate hearings on what happened during the two-hour meeting with Putin.
This is too important not to get the full story out before the Senate and the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Air Force One is getting a makeover, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump saying in an interview with CBS News that the presidential planes will be getting a new patriotic paint scheme. The White House announcing in February a $3.9 billion fixed-price contract with Boeing for the new planes. Before the announcement, there had been years of negotiations between Boeing and the U.S. Air Force, with President Trump even personally intervening right after the 2016 election. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A suspected serial killer is in custody in Houston. Jose Gilberto Rodriguez was wanted in three fatal shootings in the past week. Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This case illustrates that when we work together in law enforcement and when we earn the trust, respect, and cooperation of the community that we serve, we end up getting some great results.
A tipster saw Rodriguez's Nissan Sentra and called it in to police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
After a relatively steady price for gasoline over the last few weeks, motorists will see a slight increase this week across the nation. With more, here's John Clemens.
Mississippi shares the lowest prices with Alabama at $2.55 a gallon, while California remains the highest at $3.65. Factor DeHaan of GasBuddy.com looks at the national average.
Well, it was a relatively minor swing. The national average increased about a penny and a half, closing at about $2.87 a gallon. That's up from about $2.86 a week ago. So not a huge increase, but an increase nonetheless. It was our first increase in the last few weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
A top Republican leader is one of those criticizing President Trump's comments during his summit with Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's clear Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election.
Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests, and it does not share our values. And I think that should be made very, very clear.
And as for Russia's leader?
Vladimir Putin does not share our interests.
However, as President Trump continues to face broad bipartisan criticism after seeming to side with Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies, Ryan says he doesn't agree with some assertions that Trump's comments were treasonous. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.